And we have another shocker now from San Francisco, where there is a new twist to karaoke. Instead of singing, it's now comedy. You know, guy walks into a bar, gets up on stage, and tells somebody else's jokes. It's called Jokeyoke. Molly Peterson from member station KQED in San Francisco joined an audience of about 36 for a Jokeyoke night.
I got no respect, no respect. Know what I'm saying?
Tonight's event is the brainchild of art performance group Angry Waiter 4 a.m., three guys wearing white shirts and bow ties. Group member Monty Peterson, a comedic specialist, says it was born in her living room at a party 3 years ago.
We used to take, like, Comedy Central specials. We'd tape them and put them on for the hearing impaired, where you actually get the scrolling closed caption titles. So we'd turn the TV out to the performer who would speak in the mic and just read off the TV the closed captioning. And that was, like, the most primitive, basic form of Jokeyoke.
Since then, the group's introduced their show to Chicago, New York, and Canada. First-time joke teller Emil Basil is a karaoke veteran and a Jokeyoke rookie.
We got too much food in America. Too much food. What do you mean red meat ain't gonna kill you? People are starving all over the world. Don't eat no red meat. No. Don't eat no green meat.
Basil says having Chris Rock's material is a good start, but success is just as much about delivery.
I think trying to emulate the comedian too much is not necessarily that funny, you know, whereas when you bring your own sense of, like, how you would tell a story, I guess, that kind of makes it funnier.
Playing off the audience makes Jokeyoke more volatile than watching someone sing Neil Diamond. Some acts flop big. Jeff Foxworthy's Red State humor doesn't translate for one would-be comedian in San Francisco.
Be a redneck if you think tobacco is a vegetable. If you think Taco Bell is the Mexican phone company. Sorry.
Angry Waiter 4 a.m. says they're still testing the recipe for Jokeyoke, finding the right material, and licensing it from the comedians. For NPR News, I'm Molly Peterson in San Francisco.